My dearly beloved in Christ, you know that today not only is the 10th Sunday after Pentecost, but it is the 13th of the month, 13th of August. And that is significant because this was to be one of the apparitions of Our Lady 100 years ago to the children at Fatima. And this year being the 100th anniversary of Our Lady's apparitions, and today being the 13th of the month, I would like to speak about Our Lady of Fatima, her apparitions, and in particular, her message. And first of all, the fact that Our Lady chose the 13th of the month doesn't seem to have any particular significance, although maybe for us it just shows us the foolishness of superstitious thinking. There are those, as we know, who think, oh, 13 is an unlucky number. And in fact, for that reason, if you go into high-rise buildings, many of them have no 13th floor. They jump from the 12th to the 14th because of so many people with superstitious thinking. And that thinking is entirely unworthy of Catholics, because we know that temporal things have no value unless God gives them a value. And superstition is attributing to a creature a power that really belongs to God. At any rate, Our Lady appeared for the first time to Francisco, Jacinta, and Lucia on the 13th of May in 1917. And she asked them to return to the same place, the Cova de Iria, on the 13th of each month for 6 months in a row. And she said that in October, I will tell you what I want and who I am. Because Lucia, the oldest of the three children who was the spokesperson for the others, asked our Blessed Mother, who are you? And she said, in October, I will give you my name. Meanwhile, the children would just tell the people that a beautiful lady from heaven was appearing to them. Now, in the course of these six apparitions from May to October, Our Lady made known to them her desire, her request for the recitation of the rosary every day, a very important part of the message of Fatima. She also asked for consecration to her Immaculate Heart. She said, my son wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. She told Lucia, my heart will be your refuge and the way that will lead you to God. And of course, the wearing of the brown scapular is a sign of consecration to Our Lady. We very much recommend to you wearing of the brown scapular. Our Lady also asked for reparation for the conversion of sinners. She said to the children on July the 13th, the third apparition, at which the children were shown a vision of the fires of hell, she said to them, many souls go to hell because there is no one to pray and make sacrifices for them. So these three little children began to do really heroic things, giving up their lunches, going without lunch, fasting, doing other penances to earn the graces for the conversion of sinners. And that is something which should appeal to all of us. We have been given by God the grace of the true faith. But we should not just be concerned to save our own souls, which, yes, we must work out our salvation. But we also should desire to earn graces by our prayers and our sacrifices for the conversion of sinners. So many souls go to hell, and Our Lady is calling upon us to earn the graces for their conversion by our prayers, our sacrifices, by our Catholic living. Now, I mentioned earlier that Our Lady was to have appeared on the 13th of October. And in fact, we believe that she did come to the Cova de Iria because those people who were there saw the same signs, the same manifestations that they had seen on previous occasions. The sun would pale a little bit. The branches on the top of the little tree where Our Lady appeared bent, and they saw, at least a number of them, a globe of light coming from the east resting over the tree, and then after a while rising and returning in the direction of the east. They also heard a sort of buzzing sound, like a bumblebee. And those signs were experienced by persons on the previous occasions, the 13th of July or 13th of June, people who had gone to the site of the apparitions. But the fact is that the children were not there on the 13th of August. And the reason why they were not there is because they were arrested by the mayor of Orem. Now, the town of Orem was the largest town or city of that region, so this mayor had a sort of authority over the area. And he was determined to pry out of the children the secret, because they were given on July the 13th a secret in three parts. And no matter how hard anyone tried to get it out of them, they would not reveal the secret. So this mayor, perhaps partly out of curiosity, but also he was an agnostic. He didn't like the idea that people were traveling to that site on the occasions of the apparitions, were praying the rosary. He looked upon all of that as nonsense. So he went to visit the children the morning of the 13th of August and said, I will take you to the Cova de Iria, the site of the apparitions, in my shiny new automobile. Now, in 1917, Portugal, automobiles were very rare. They were not seen very frequently. And so this idea of a ride in the automobile was quite exciting. But actually, the children declined. They did not care to go with this mayor. They thought they could get there themselves. But he insisted so much that the parents thought we should let them go with the mayor. But as they were on their way, he turned off, and the children realized he was not going to the Cova de Iria. In fact, he took them back to Orem, and he demanded that they reveal the secret to him. And at their refusal, he put them in jail, if you can imagine. Three little children being put in jail with hardened criminals. And Our Lady had told them they would have much to suffer. And now they began to see, if they hadn't before, the fulfillment of that prediction of Our Lady, that they would have much to suffer. He even, the next day, threatened them that if they didn't tell him the secret, he would boil them alive in a pot of boiling oil. And they believed that threat, that he would really do it. Nevertheless, they would not reveal the secret. Finally, he let them go. They went back home, and Our Lady appeared to them on probably the 19th of August at a place called Valinhos, because, again, they were not there on the 13th. And one of the things she said to them on that occasion, on the 19th of August, is the miracle that I promised in October will not be as great as it was going to be because of the mayor arresting them and taking them away as a punishment. The miracle would not be as great. Now, we're all familiar with the stupendous miracle of the sun, which took place on the 13th of October. And one wonders what would have happened had they not been arrested. The miracle would have been even greater. At any rate, that miracle was promised by Our Lady because Lucia said to Our Lady, so many people make fun of us. So many people don't believe what we are saying. Will you work a miracle so that all will believe? And Our Lady said, yes, in October, I will work a miracle so great that all will be compelled to believe in these apparitions. And the great miracle of the sun was an extraordinary event, really never ever seen in the course of the history of the world. From the foundation of the world, there was never anything quite like it, where the sun began to spin and dance in the sky, and the people and everything around them turned different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, all the colors of the rainbow. And then it seemed that the sun detached itself from its place in the firmament and began to hurtle towards the earth. The people knelt down, they struck their breasts, they said the act of contrition, they thought the end of the world was at hand. At least 70,000 people present in the COVID era witnessed this miracle, believers and unbelievers, and people even as far away as 10, 15, 20 miles witnessed this stupendous miracle. Now, that miracle, of course, was proof that Our Lady was appearing to the children, but we should concentrate on the message. The important thing about Fatima is not so much the miracle, but taking to heart Our Lady's message. Now, I said earlier that Our Lady told the children in October, I will tell you who I am and what I want. So what did she say in October? She said, I am the Lady of the Rosary. It's very interesting that she would choose that title of all the titles we give to our Blessed Mother, that she would call herself the Lady of the Rosary, indicating her preference for the prayer of the Rosary. Also, she told them her primary request, I have come to ask men to amend their lives. They must cease to offend my divine Son. He is already too much offended. Our Lady came as a loving mother to beg her children to change their lives, to stop offending Almighty God, or they would draw down upon themselves great punishment. In fact, Our Lady said to the children, the present war will end soon, but if my requests are not heeded, there will be a second and more terrible war. And she even revealed to Lucia, when you see a light in the sky, an unknown light, you will know that the war that I predict is about to come. And that light was seen in January of 1939, some months before the Second World War broke out. And Lucia, when she saw that, what many people referred to as an aurora borealis, but it could not have been because it was seen all over Europe, even in Southern Europe. And it was a sign that Our Lady had predicted that would precede the Second World War. At any rate, getting back to Our Lady's requests, let us make an examination of conscience this year, the 100th anniversary of Our Lady's apparitions, and ask ourselves, am I living the requests that Our Lady addressed to the world through those three children? Number one, amendment of life. To give up sin and the occasions of sin, to change our lives for the better, to live truly Christian lives. Second, prayer, especially the rosary. And I find this very interesting that every single time Our Lady appeared, six times, she asked the children, pray the rosary every day. And she repeated that request. The rosary is a beautiful prayer. But one interesting thing about the rosary is that Sister Lucia, in 1957, and at that time she was a Carmelite religious, she was interviewed by a priest from Mexico named Father Fuentes. And the reason he had this opportunity to interview her is because he was appointed as the procurator for the cause of canonization of the two youngest children, Francisco and Jacinta. So in other words, he had the role to gather all the information and so forth. And as part of that commission, he went to interview Sister Lucia in her convent in, I don't recall what month, but in the year 1957. And she said something very interesting to him that we have quoted before. She said, Father, we must believe that there is no problem, whether in nations, in families, in personal lives, there is no problem that cannot be resolved through the recitation of the rosary. And she said, God and Our Lady have given to the rosary a greater efficacy than they have had in the past. In this age in which we live, we gain more graces from the rosary because God is pleased to give to the recitation of the rosary a greater power, a greater efficacy. Now, we've had the rosary in the church, at least in its present form, since the time of Saint Dominic, going all the way back to the 13th century. And there have been, down through the centuries, just read the book, Secret of the Rosary by Saint Louis Marie de Montfort. There have been wonderful miracles and wonders resulting and conversions from the recitation of the rosary. So imagine that today, it has an even greater efficacy. And if Our Lady repeatedly asked for the recitation of the Rosary every day, then we should be certain to fulfill that request, to make a pledge to Our Lady, I will practice amendment of life, and I will recite the Rosary every day. Come what may, I will pray the Rosary every day. And if you find it difficult to fulfill that request later in the day, then pray the Rosary earlier in the day. Pray, even if you can, extra rosaries. I know people who pray all 15 decades of the Rosary every day. And what a wonderful thing that is. What a wonderful prayer. But Our Lady at Fatima asked at least that we pray 5 decades every day. She also asked for sacrifice, as I mentioned earlier, for the conversion of sinners, for reparation to her Immaculate Heart and the Sacred Heart of Jesus by our prayer life, for the sins committed against them, and again to earn the grace for the conversion of sinners. She requested modesty and consecration to her Immaculate Heart. So I repeat, during this year of the 100th anniversary, let us all make an examination of conscience and ask ourselves, am I living Our Lady's requests, and in what way can I improve to please her so that I will thereby gain graces for my own sanctification and for the conversion of sinners, because there are so many souls led astray who need the graces that we can obtain for them by our prayers, our sacrifices, and our rosaries, by honoring Our Lady and fulfilling her requests. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.